This is the 2015 Riley Radiothon, live from the Simon Family Atrium at Riley Hospital for Children.
104.5 WJJK. It's Greg Browning, Nikki joining me as well. We're downtown today with the Riley Radiothon, and it has been pretty incredible meeting a lot of these kids. Matter of fact, you were going back and forth between the stations. You were jumping around. We didn't know if we'd have a chance to talk to you or not. We're so glad you did come over to our table, and we want to talk to your mom first, if we can. Stephanie, give us a little bit of an idea as a Riley family. Take us back to when this all came about with Gracie and how that changed your life.
Well, it all started in 2010, and Grace was 3 at the time, mm-hmm. And she had a twitching eye, and I just felt something in my gut that something was wrong with her, and we went to IU West and everything, and then we ended up here at Riley, and she had a large mass in her brain, and they did surgery and removed a small portion, and then she had to do 2 years of chemo. And then was good for 2.5 years, and then she started having seizures again. And she had surgery in March 2014. And then after that surgery, they found a new spot in November, and we were back in surgery again this past December 30th. So she's had 2 brain surgeries in the last 6 months.
She just had a brain surgery on the 30th of December, and look at her go. Yeah. She is a ball of fire out there playing volleyball with a beach ball, which I always wanted to do too.
Yeah.
Stephanie, you know, being the mother of Grace, you know, changed your life, obviously. And you've been at Riley now for 4 years, I think, right?
Yeah, give or take. We're almost 5 years.
Tell us how Riley actually has changed your life and made it, you know, what has Riley done for you as a family together, not just for Grace?
Riley is remarkable. And to say that they're just there for the kids, they are there for the entire family. And I know that I could not have gotten through everything that we went through without them. The oncology nurses are amazing, absolutely amazing. It takes a very special person to work with these kids day in and day out. But child life specialists, you know, they're there for the kids, helping them get through procedures and everything. The doctors have been remarkable. Their communication and their bedside manner, and
the reasons there to give to Riley.
Yes, I mean it's just, and the thing is, when I started working, I always gave to Riley. And when I got my first job, I gave to Riley because I always thought, you know, maybe one day I might need them, and I would have never dreamed that I actually would have needed them.
And that's what we need today. I appreciate you sharing the story very much, Stephanie, because it's inspired a lot of our listeners to pick up the phone today and call 1-888-RILEY-KID. Also, Nikki on the website.
At 1045wjjk.com. We've got a link there. You can just one click away and donate and maybe be a miracle maker.
All right. More to come. We will see you back here tomorrow afternoon as things continue, hoping that you'll make that donation. Doesn't matter the amount. And again, as we said, go to 1045wjjk.com to learn more. For Nikki, I'm Greg Browning with 1045 WJJK.